This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says political instability in Niger resulting from a military takeover that deposed the country's president this week threatens Washington's economic support to the African nation.
Our team has been deeply engaged with multiple countries in the region, as well as critical organizations like ECOWAS, like the African Union. And we are united in condemning the actions that have taken place in Niger, calling for the immediate release of President Bazoum, calling for the immediate restoration of the democratic order.
Members of Niger's military announced on Wednesday they had deposed the democratically elected president on Friday and named Abderim Chichani as the country's new leader. Russian authorities say three Ukrainian drones attacked Moscow in the early hours on Sunday, injuring one person and prompting a temporary closure for traffic of one of four airports around the Russian capital. The Russian Defense Ministry said three drones targeted the city. Moscow Mayor Sergei Sobyanin said the attack insignificantly damaged the facades of two buildings in the Moscow district. Pope Francis on Sunday called on Russia to revive the Black Sea grain deal through which Moscow had allowed Ukraine to export grain from its seaports despite the war. He said, "Let us not stop praying for the martyred Ukraine, where war destroys everything, even grain. This is a grave offense to God." The pontiff was speaking to crowds in St. Peter's Square during his Angelus message. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia will host a Ukrainian-organized peace summit in early August, seeking to find a way to start negotiations over Russia's war on the country. That's what an official told the Associated Press on Saturday night. Neither the kingdom nor Kyiv immediately acknowledged the planned talks. The official spoke on condition of anonymity as no authorization had been given to publicly discuss the summit. Poland's prime minister has said more than 100 Wagner mercenaries have moved closer to the Polish border. China's vice premier was due in Pakistan's capital on Sunday to mark the 10th anniversary of a mega economic plan that is the cornerstone of Beijing's Belt and Road Initiative. Since its initiation in 2013, the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor has seen tens of billions of dollars funneled into massive transport, energy, and infrastructure projects. But the project has also been hit by Pakistan struggling to keep up its financial obligations, as well as attacks on Chinese targets by militants. The historic heat wave turned into the southwestern part of the United States into a blast furnace is heading out, while the Northeast is the next region to swelter. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
It's been a month of days with highs over 110 degrees for Phoenix.
Everybody just wants to be cool.
And forecasters say he's about to get his wish. By Monday, it'll still be hot, but that excessive heat streak should end with cooling monsoon rains in New York City.
Very dangerous for people. Some people die.
A Salvation Army captain monitors a cooling station. Outside temperatures in the 90s, but it feels more like 100. And this Bronx resident, Carlos Reyes, says you feel the heat more when you're older.
Not breathe the same way, so, you know, when you walk, you get a little more tired, a little more exhausted.
A cold front is expected to snap the heat before Monday for the East Coast. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A firefighter has been killed while fighting a massive wildfire in northeastern British Columbia, marking the second such fatality in the Canadian province this month during this year's record fire season. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.